Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Steve. I was just talking about something that happened to me. Have you heard about this where you get a call and the question keeps coming up on the call? Can you hear me okay? And my hunch is they want you to say yes, and then they get that recorded. Is that how it works? Tell us about this scam.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yes, that is the scam itself when they call you up. And most times it's through auto dialer and computers that are calling you, and they want two things. One is, mostly we see at the BBB, is that they want you to say yes, because then robocaller says that's an official, a good caller, and that they'll pick up the call, so they sell your name to other companies. So it's really trying to get you to say yes, let the computer know that you're actually a person speaking to that. And that's why she'd probably repeat it in the same tone. It's actually a computer. And the second part is always where they call you up, and then you say yes, and they use that recording against you in some way, whether it be, you know, credit card purchases or whatever it may be. So as we talked about, Bob, so many times, the Better Business Bureau suggests you not answer your phone calls. You just let it go to voicemail. It's getting to a point where you can't determine who's calling you. It's not going to say spam all the time. And we'd rather you get the voicemail and call the person back then after that.
Good advice, and two good reasons not to say yes. You've got a list of the top 10 local scams of this past year. Any of these surprise you, Steve? Are these scams that keep popping up year after year, or did you see a lot of new ones?
Well, the first one on our list is online purchases. So that's been the third year in a row, and that's not because of the pandemic. Everybody shifted their buying habits online, but everything. So that's what the scammer has gone to. So we're seeing the increase, and it's surprising that these numbers keep increasing year over year, and it's working for the scammers. What is a little bit surprising, advanced fee loans is back, Bob, and that's one at number five this year. That's where somebody says that, you know, we can guarantee you a money or a loan, but you got to pay us a fee, whether it be a finder's fee or taxes or application fee. And that's usually a sign that the economy is not doing well, because consumers are looking to, you know, maybe pay off their holiday, you know, bills, or that, you know, the recession type, you know, when they don't have money. So they're looking for money, and the scammers are out there trying to scoop it up for you.
Lottery scams are on your list. A lot of talk about lottery jackpots lately. How does this work?
Basically, they say you won. We need some money to, you know, pay the taxes, but don't tell anybody, Bob. Especially because the mega ball, I believe, is at $1 billion. You know, Friday, and it's on the media. So the scammers, you know, pick up on things on the media. So they call the consumers, or they send them an email that you won, but don't tell anybody. We need a check. Or cash, or gift cards, or whatever it may be, for a certain amount to pay taxes or some other application fee. And people say, well, if I won $1 million, I can pay this, you know, $5,000, whatever it is. And it's sad. If you have to pay the lottery to win the lottery, that's a tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
Employment scams are in your top five. Everybody wants to work from home. And is that behind what's going on here?
Exactly. Everybody wants to work from home or looking for new jobs as well, because there's been a lot of layoffs in the tech industry, as you know. But they're getting more elaborate, Bob. So I want to warn our listeners, that they're actually not only, you know, it's telling you got a job, but you go through the interview process. They make you feel so comfortable. You're going to two or three different people, and it's all a scam. They have no job for you, but they ask you for your Social Security number, your bank account number. And some are so, flagrant, they ask you to buy computers that you need for your job, like a laptop or an iPhone, and send us a bill. We'll pay you back, but you got to send it in for us to put our company's software on it. And so you're actually buying iPhone and an iPad, sending to the scammers as well. So, and they're just getting so elaborate with these scams that it's not like a backroom boiler anymore. It's more sophisticated scams now.
And in the top three of your scams and spams list for last year, counterfeit products. Talk about that.
Well, we're seeing an increase in complaints on counterfeit products, and sometimes it actually ties in a little bit to the number one scam of online purchases. When you're buying things online, you've got to know who you're buying from. I mean, some of these counterfeit products may be clothes, but some may be smoke detectors or batteries or life-saving equipment. So there's a lot of companies out there that they say they're a company and they're not, Bob. And they're just, they could be offshore somewhere, and you think you're dealing with a reputable organization. And it's, and you just, because of the Google and all those other search engines, they can buy those advertisements that appear on the top, returns. And people think that they're a legitimate company, they've been around for a while, and you got to do your research, not only with the Better Business Bureau, but other sources, Bob. Like I talked before, about 65% of the consumers that filed complaints with us on online purchases had no intention of buying that product that day. So what it means, Bob, is that the marketers are getting to them with those ads on the social media sites, those cute ads you can't pass up, but you're not checking these companies out. You're clicking on those links, and guess what? You buy the product, and then you realize it's a counterfeit organization.
Mm-hmm. You also put out a list of top resolutions for a fraud-free new year, these tip-offs to the rip-offs, as you call them. What's on the top of that list, Steve?
We ask consumers to resolve to always research company before doing business with them, and I think that consumers most times don't do any research at all. They believe it's a great company by looking at it. Look a little deeper. Do they have a mailing address? Do they have a phone number? Are they U.S.-based? And look and see if they have a report with the Better Business Bureau and other sources. A lot of times they don't. That means they just started that morning. So if you don't find anything in a company, that's not a good sign sometimes. You got to do the research ahead of time.
And let's remind everyone that you can get in touch with us or the Better Business Bureau with your questions or reports of scams and spams. You can reach us a couple of ways. Text line 312-981-7200. Email bobshow@wgnradio.com. And if you want to contact the Better Business Bureau directly with a question or a report, what's the best way to do that, Steve?
It's BBB.org, and you can reach us directly, and you can let us know. We're also referral agency, so we can find businesses that you can trust at the BBB.org as well.
And we'll talk to you here again next Thursday. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.